Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the On the Pony Express podcast. I am Billy Embody, coming at you on Thursday afternoon, and we've got a lot to cover. Three commitments this week for SMU football, two from the high school ranks and one from the transfer portal. And we also have a lot to dive into just from some practice takeaways as we continue to churn towards that April 8th spring game for the Mustangs, which, by the way, if you're not planning on attending, they're going to have food trucks. They're going to have things to do for the kids. It'll be held in Ford, I believe. Might have that wrong, but still going to be a fun atmosphere out there. I was in attendance for the Friday night light scrimmage that they had last week, which was really well attended on the recruiting front. And now they released those details for you guys, the general public, to attend SMU's spring game April 8th. But let's rewind it all the way back to Sunday when SMU got a commitment from Randy Reese, one of the area's top wide receivers. And I go all the way back to Sunday because we're going to do this in chronological order. SMU landed Randy Reese out of South Oak Cliff, a state champion, somebody who, when you turn on the film, I was really impressed with his playmaking ability as a junior, catching passes from SMU 2022 quarterback signee Kevin Henry Jennings. And for South Oak Cliff, which has athletes all over the field, for him to be as productive as he was really impressed me. So here's the thing. I mean, you look at the roster right now. They've got Jaylene Record. They've got Roderick Daniels. Now Randy Reese is that next slot guy that they're bringing into the program. And it kind of makes a lot of sense. That kind of balances out the future of the program at that position. He's able to get free in the slot. He was big in the return game for South Oak Cliff. And I mean, I know when you're at that level that South Oak Cliff was at all year, you could certainly say he's surrounded by great players, certainly helps him in that respect. But I do think watching the film, I like this pickup. And one, you get somebody who is, you know, a huge name locally in Dallas to jump on board to this 2023 class. But also, I mean, the film really didn't lie on him when I watched it, at least. And so I'm waiting to obviously see what kind of, you know, times, if any, he ends up putting out there. But I was impressed with him as somebody that was a take for SMU from the get-go when they offered. You got to give credit to Keenan Hall, who's got relationships over there at South Oak Cliff, Rob Likens for recruiting him, and just going ahead and making that push and getting him on board. So I like what SMU's getting in Randy Reese. He's not going to jump out at you from a rankings perspective by any means. And, you know, part of that is you've got, you know, as a receiver, and especially at that size, you've got to have elite times on record to really be, you know, one of those high-end guys. But I was very impressed with him just watching the tape, even more impressed than I thought I'd be. So a good pickup to add to SMU's 2023 class. He joined Jackson Lavender at the time as the lone two commitments in the class, and obviously both at the wide receiver position. Then jump ahead to later this week when College Station A&M Consolidated wide receiver Wesley Greaves jumped on board with the class. 6'1", 185-pound receiver, was one of Rob Likens' top targets from the get-go, and he was on campus for the Friday night light scrimmage last weekend. He reached out to me, and here's something for you guys. He reached out to me before he even told any of the coaches and said, hey, I'm going to be committing to SMU today, which at that time was Tuesday, but it's kind of funny how that works out because he ends up committing on Wednesday morning to kick off that day. And like I said, he was one of the top targets for Rob Likens on the board at that outside receiver position. They, you know, evaluated that crew. This is somebody that has some has a Power 5 offer from Utah, has a lot of G5 interest, but you look at him on the tape, once again, 19 yards per catch as a junior. That stands out no matter who you are, quite honestly. And so he was really high on the offer when he got it about a month ago, and he was looking forward to getting on a visit, and he did that last weekend, and he shut it down. And he told me he had no plans in committing, but he really loved the atmosphere of the program. Everything that was going on Friday really kind of shined to him, you know, the ability to get guys the ball, the offensive scheme, the coaching staff, all of those things. And so Wesley Greaves went ahead and jumped on board in this 2023 class, giving SMU its third commitment. And then now we get to kind of the quite honestly, the most important news, that Georgia offensive line transfer Owen Condon committed to SMU just a few minutes ago before I recorded this podcast. And he gives SMU a big piece on the offensive line, somebody that when you look at the offensive line in spring, you look at the guys they have coming back, I could see him getting a shot to play on the edge at tackle, either spot, really. He played in 22 games over his 4 years in Athens, 14 appearances during their 2021 national championship season. And then in 2020, he made his lone start as a Bulldog at right tackle in the win over Arkansas. He's former four-star prospect out of Oklahoma City, Bishop McGinnis, one of the best programs in the country at producing talent. And so how he impacts SMU now, he's got 2 years of eligibility left. You've got Marcus Bryant and Dalton Perdue as your younger guys that you think you would hope are going to start to turn the corner here. And then Thalen Robinson right there in that group as the three guys that are really vying for the starting tackle spots. And Thalen Robinson's been playing left tackle for the most part, Marcus Bryant on the right, and Dalton Perdue's been out for much of the spring. So SMU looked at its offensive line group. They said, we got to address the offensive line, and I don't think they're done with it, by the way. And they went ahead and got Owen Condon on board. He was also on campus for an official visit last weekend. Liked it. Was considering a visit to Duke, was considering a visit to Virginia, and instead he dialed up the staff and committed. So a huge addition in that respect via Owen Condon. You got to think with his experience in the SEC, he's going to at least be penciled in to be one of those starters at the tackle positions, because when you bring in Joe Bissinger, who's arriving this summer from Virginia, he's a versatile interior guy. While you also have Jalen Thomas and Justin Osborne returning, who've both played or are playing along the interior. Jalen Thomas is playing at that guard position. He played a little center earlier in spring. And then Justin Osborne's been out for spring as of late. So you add a key piece in Bissinger, who can play along the interior, you add Owen Condon to that mix. And like I said, I still think SMU is targeting other offensive linemen to join the fold. And if you want the scoop on that, we've posted it on theponyexpress.com. Quick reminder, until the end of spring ball, for $10, you can get 4 months of On the Pony Express coverage covered. So just $2.50 a month for 4 months, and then you're at that monthly subscription rate of $10. So that's the way to do it. That's the way to get all the insight on transfer targets, recruiting updates, spring ball. Basketball is heating up now with Rob Lanier being hired. I encourage you guys to check it out. We've been churning out content. It's been a ton of fun. A lot of good stuff to come this weekend as well on the site. It is my birthday weekend, but I've got you guys covered with some good stuff dropping throughout the weekend. So be sure to check that out. Kind of want to wrap up this podcast with some takeaways from this week of SMU spring ball. We do have a Friday practice to watch, but Monday and Wednesday, pretty interesting practices, probably the most competitive of the spring from what I've seen. I've seen just about every practice for SMU that's been in pads, most importantly. And you had Monday, which was very chippy. Defense laying some big hits. Brian Massey, Shannon Reed, Rhett Lashley was getting after his offense with that going on. And then, you know, that was the day the defense won. And I still think, and this goes back to Owen Condon committing, the offensive line, for the most part, has been getting worked. And so that's why they're addressing these needs. But the defense was certainly one that won the day on Monday. They stood out. They made plays. And that's coming off a Friday night light scrimmage that I was impressed with the offense and what they were able to do. You fast forward to Wednesday, You've got, even though you have Bo Corrales out, you've got Jordan Curley out. They're missing these offensive linemen. I thought it was Tanner Mordecai's best day of the spring so far. He threw with command. He let the ball loose. He let it fly. Didn't always complete the passes. Some great plays by some of the defensive backs there for Ricky Hunley and Craig Nivar. But look, I mean, when you're under as much pressure as he's been this spring, and Preston Stone as well, I thought he had a terrific day. I really did. So that was a big step for him as far as his comfort level in the offense. And again, just really impressed with Tanner Mordecai. And even Brandon Crosley came over to him after one throw and gave him a high five. And if you've watched Brandon Crosley practice for SMU, highly competitive, gets after the offense verbally, I would say, a lot, and is just one of the more vocal players out there. So for him to come over to Tanner Mordecai and give him some props on a throw, you know it was a good one. So I think that was Tanner Mordecai's best day. You know, the big thing now is I think the offensive line is what it is for spring ball. They're going to continue to address the position through the transfer portal. They've got Joe Bissinger coming. They've got Owen Condon coming. They are still targeting other offensive linemen. That's going to, if you're SMU and you get those guys who've been sitting out back healthy, that's going to solidify things for Garen Justice's group going into fall camp. I think the offensive line right now probably is the question mark of the team just because we haven't seen it all come together. You know, whether it be injuries, whether it be they're waiting on transfers now to come in and provide competition, but they're learning a new scheme. They're learning a new coaching style. How they take on the challenge of the summer and go into fall camp will be the biggest question mark between the end of spring, which comes next Friday, until the beginning of fall camp. So other than that, I really think this is a team that has skill position talent to be competitive again, both at running back and wide receiver. We obviously know who SMU's targeting at running back to add to that room with Kamar Wheaton. And then wide receiver is not done adding additions to the fold, so be sure to be on the lookout for that on the transfer portal front as well. So again, another reason to check out on theponyexpress.com. So with that, guys, want to wrap up this podcast for you, get you into your weekend with a little pick-me-up, whatever you're doing. So hope you guys have enjoyed all the coverage on the site. It's been an absolute blast, especially as of late with all the news. If you haven't told your friends about us, spread the word on theponyexpress.com. We will see you guys next week with another edition of the podcast as SMU will be entering the final week of spring ball. So thanks for listening, guys, and have a great weekend.